It was 5th of May, 08, Parliament Square, nice sunny day, 1:30 approximately. Many people sitting all around on the grass, many, many people. And Akil was sitting on a chair, quietly minding his own business. He's got a small placard that says, Free Palestine. I'm being interviewed by this young black man with a big camera. Ant says to me, the ninja ant says to me, this man's harassing Akil. I turn around and there's one of the chimps in his face. Chimps, you know chimps?
Why are they called chimps?
It's cannot help in most police situations. That's what a PC told me. That's what they call them, yeah? Anyway, he is harassing Akil.
He's a community support officer.
That's right, they call them community support officer. DPG, yeah. Yes, so I walk across and I say, leave him alone. This man is with me. That is all you need to know. Goodbye. And he's bleating away about him demonstrating. I said, he is with me. You heard me the first time, didn't you? This is harassment. He's not with you. I said, he doesn't have to be sitting with me, beside me, holding my hand. He can be anywhere here he chooses. He can do that. He can sit peacefully on a chair, same as all these other people sitting peacefully. You're not bothering any of them, are you? Mm-hmm. Why'd you come after this one man? A man who's trying to save children. Akil says, yes, and you get paid £25,000 for this. And he says, 30,000, he said, with a big laugh. And I said, how wonderful. How wonderful. You're paid £30,000 out of the taxpayers' money to come and harass peacemaking people. Another couple turn up, another two chimps. And I'm saying to all the tourists about, I've been telling them the story. Look at these people. You see what's going on here. You see what my country's doing to innocent people. And here we are being harassed and persecuted. They don't come and speak to anybody else amongst all these hundreds of people peacefully going about their business. Just one peaceful man. And look at this, folks. There's £90,000 on the hoof here. £90,000 of the taxpayers' money is being spent to harass us. Now, what crimes could they be dealing with in this city? Anyway, I chase off the chimps. And then the white meat wagon comes around. Police van comes around. Circles around the square once, and I'm taking the pictures of it. And circles around the square again, and then comes and stops where you can pull onto the pavement. And they come out and they walk along and they stand in front of our display, stand in front, trying to be menacing, trying to be. And then he's standing actually amongst us, the bear. And what's he doing? What is he doing? After a while of this, I go up to him, I walk up to him, and from a distance I say, officer, I said, you're causing us harassment, alarm and distress. We find it intimidating, you being here, after being attacked so violently by so many policemen in that uniform. What are you doing here? We've already been abused today. We've already been harassed. Now you have further harassment. Akil and Ant are having words. And Akil is upset that he's been abused, and this man is here. He's had it for many years. And he's telling him about how bad the police are and how they murdered this Brazilian man. And he didn't like that. And, yes, Jean Charles de Menezes, how they murdered him. And he's saying about how they are Nazis. He doesn't like that either. He's on the radio. He's speaking to his colleagues who get out of the van, two big lads. This one who dragged me away is a smaller one. And a despicable little creature. Despicable, such a liar, such a criminal. A big lump walks along the pavement with a great big belly, a typical sun reader. He's walking along while I'm trying to pacify this situation, keep it calm, because Akil is upset, Ant is upset, and I know how these people work. They dragged Ant away on the 13th of 13th of March, was it?
Yeah, for calling them Nazis.
So violently for calling them Nazis. And when you saw how they were all big, standing all around, terrorising, dominating, they behaved just like stormtroopers, just like Nazis.
Yeah.
And then the way they pounced on him, I took the video of that. Wonderful video. It shows exactly what happened.
Yeah.
It showed they proved that they were Nazis by their behaviour towards him. Anyway, here's, and I'm trying to pacify because I know how badly they could behave. And defuse the situation, that's the word, defuse it. And while I'm doing this, this person is walking by and he starts mouthing off. And he says, get a job. And he's in our faces. And he's coming up to us as I'm talking with Ant and these police officers, for want of better words, and he's sticking his face in. And I said, excuse me, I don't want to talk to you. Please go away. Leave us alone. Sort of mind your business. Nothing to do with you in this. And by the way, don't abuse 24/7 for 7 years on this pavement and you tell me to get a job. I just told him to stop abusing us. And the next moment, bang, crash, wallop. And this smaller policeman is cuffing my left hand so violently. You see what he's done to it? So violently, and he's trying to...
Yeah, can I just mention, we're in St. Thomas's Accident and Emergency Unit, and Brian's showing me he's got some very nasty scratches, deep scratches on his left wrist.
They've tried bending and breaking these wrists how many times? I've lost the feeling in the back of the hands. So I'm being thrown all over in the mud. And they want to put me face down in the mud, this one does. And it's so violent towards me. And all he said was, to my recollection, I say, we'll check back on the words, something about arrest. I believe he might have mentioned Section 5. And I said, what for? What for? What for? I said, I've been abused by a person here. At the station, he said, I called this a passerby. I said, get a job, you fat bastard. To this person as he's just walking by.
This is the police claim?
That's the claim. It's a filthy, dirty lie. Get a job is what they say to us. It's usually off-duty policemen going off-duty who say that. They like that.
I've witnessed this happening on the night that Brian's display was removed by police. The fit photographer, Neil Williams, went past in a white van and shouted out, you wanker, at Brian. That's the kind of abuse he normally gets from these people.
Charming, isn't it? Yes, every morning. About 7 o'clock or so, somebody drives by. Get a job, you lazy cunts. Wake up, you fucking cunts. Nice, isn't it? This is what we put up with. It's what we put up with. Yeah, I was a bit upset with this person with a big gut because the children are starving, you see. And I don't feel kindly towards on bank holiday Monday when everybody else is off work, sunning themselves, enjoying themselves. We're on duty. Some fat bugger. No, I didn't call him a fat bugger either. I was very polite. I just told him not to abuse us. How dare he? And the policeman standing. And if it had been a real policeman, he would have said, stop that, sir. These people have the right to express themselves and you don't have the right to abuse them. Did you know the police have and all the authorities, in fact, have a positive duty to uphold our right of freedom of expression? It's not down to whether they agree with you or not. They have a positive duty. And if he'd have done his duty, he would have told that person not to abuse us. But, of course, he was there to do something very dirty, to attack me, to drag me away. So bloody violently.
Yeah.
And you should have seen the way they threw me out of the station when they finished with me tonight.
All these police officers.
Did you witness the police throwing him out then?
Yeah, they're really. We were shocked. They just came flying out the door with Brian, being really aggressive and carrying on. And we just said, you're not men, you're a disgrace. You know,
basically,
this is really
heard
awful.
Brian yelling, screaming in the background to get off him,
yeah.
Take the hands off
him. It was the old corridor
and
trick.
There's four big blokes.
Is it
our
CCTV?
Dragging him forward as fast as possible.
Is it like Charing Cross?
And then
but they had other
corridors. The very last bit, this one PC. CW3018 or something like that. Literally, they've got him through the doorway, and that's when they fire him. They throw him out.
Smiling from ear to ear.
Yeah.
And the sergeant who was smiling his head off was the same one who was the custody sergeant. And I was asking him for my film back that Detective Constable Croucher stole. My film on the 12th of January when I was smashed in the face of my own camera by the police, those criminals. And now they've dropped all the charges against it because I had the nerve to make a complaint. That was my crime. I was complaining that the police bloodied my face. Shouldn't have done that, you know. Yeah, so I wanted the film back. Now they've dropped the case. That film is actually useful to me in case actions against the police.
In case?
Because I was filming at the very time that the policeman smashed the camera in my face. And that's my evidence, isn't it? And this bugger of a sergeant, I'm saying about how it was stolen from me, and I'm speaking to another sergeant, and him from over there, he butts in and he said, no, he didn't. And I'm saying, yes, he did. It was theft. He stated no powers of seizure. He had no powers of seizure. He stole my evidence against criminal police and covered up their crime. That's what he did. Didn't investigate, covered up their crime. 20-odd witnesses they got together, 20-odd, lying through their teeth. And one video blows them all out of the water. Dirty, corrupt, filthy, lying policemen. Is it disgusting? Anyway, apparently I can't have my film because it's in the property office and it's shut. And as I'm being thrown out, it's the property office and it's wide open. And I'm saying, you could give it to me here and now. Give it to me. My lawyers have told you have no lawful right to have that, to keep that. None whatsoever. So they threw me out with the greatest violence yet again. Cowards. And I'm supposed to be fighting with them. That's the message you see with all these big bodies attacking you. But how can you be frightened when it needs so many of them to get rid of one skinny little runt? They're not so big, are they?
That's true. So, just to wrap up, it's 10 to 1 now at the accident emergency at St Thomas. Have you been seen by a doctor yet? Are you still waiting?
Still waiting.
Right. Okay. How long have you been here?
Since 9:30, is
it? No, because it's about 10:30. Because, like, his elbow's damaged as well, and so if we get it all done, because it's ongoing, he's really got over the 12th of January one year.
Right.
So,
oh, my name's just been called.
Okay, well, great, thank you. Thank you very much, Brian, and good luck.
I'm Brian. Thank you.